First person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Margaret Quinn vividly remembers her crossing from Ireland.
The taxi drove swiftly, quietly through the empty, cold, wet streets of Dublin, Ireland that Saturday in March 1985. Off to America, are ye? Silence broken as I sat in the back of a chilly, smoke-stenched taxi. I nodded my head yes, a lump stuck in my throat from saying goodbye to me family. Been taking a lot of ye young people to the airport this past year, all ye heading to America to seek a better life. The tiring, anxious flight was exacerbated by me rehearsing my story for the US immigration officer. Practicing it for weeks, I felt nervous and alone. I'd heard stories of how others had been denied entry, sent back to Ireland, failed. Landing in Boston, I was ushered to a windowless holding area for further interrogation. My bag searched, my insides turning upside down with fear. Believing my story, he stamped my passport, allowing me entry to the US. I would not be sent back to Ireland. I had not failed. So began my new life in America. Calling Santa Cruz home for the last 36 years, coming out of the shadows as an illegal immigrant in 1990, becoming a US citizen in 2001, some highlights of my life. Married now with two kids, a college degree, living and working in a town I love. It's 2021. That shy, naive young Irish lass that stepped onto US soil had achieved what the Irish taxi driver had stated back in 1985, a better life.
Margaret Quinn is a local nurse who loves to walk on the Santa Cruz beach or in the woods. If you would like to share your story or opinion, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.